is with the food relief organization World Central Kitchen, which has set up in Asheville.
We'll cook just under 20,000 meals. We're prepared to go way higher than that as we can get more drivers, as we can get more volunteers, as we can get more food coming in.
I'm Jim Crisul in North Carolina. Hundreds of roads and bridges have been washed away in the southern Appalachian Mountains. Massive piles of rancid debris are everywhere. Search and rescue teams are slowly going through those looking for possible flooding victims. Hundreds are still missing.
And the death toll is at least 175. Vice President Harris has just landed in hard-hit Georgia. They're rallying for higher pay and saying no to automation. That dock workers' strike has entered a second day, and business experts warn of possibly even higher prices at the supermarket.
You don't know what's going to happen in these times. So.
You've probably already seen them, folk with carts piled high with food and vegetables at the grocery store.
If it goes a few days, there won't be much of an effect.
Mark Goldman at Morton Williams Grocery Stores in New York City says they've stocked up on perishables, but if the walkout goes for weeks or longer,
we'll definitely have higher prices, and we might have empty shelves.
Allison Keyes, CBS News.
The Dock Workers Union is demanding a 77% raise over 6 years. In northern Israel, more air raid sirens. President Biden says he will not support an Israeli attack on sites related to Tehran's nuclear program in response to Iran's missile attack on Israel a day ago. Israeli UN Ambassador Danny Dannon is warning of a counterattack.
Let me be clear. Israel will defend itself. We will act. And let me assure you, the consequences Iran will face for their actions will be far greater than they could ever have imagined.
Monday marks 1 year since the Israel-Hamas war began. Did you watch? In the only vice presidential debate between Tim Walz and J.D. Vance, voters who did watch say it was an almost even match, and an overwhelming majority feel the tone of the debate was positive. Our Jerika Duncan has that from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
The people that I was sitting with, they were expecting for there to be a little bit more combative discourse, if you will. But in fact, we saw a number of times both candidates saying, you know, I actually agree with you. And I think I agree with you, too. I just don't agree with the person at the top of your ticket. How
I wish you were here. Yeah, I wish I was with you too, Pink Floyd, because reports out that the band has sold its music and name and likeness rights to Sony for a cool $400 million. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Six Racine City Council members followed through on their boycott threat at last night's meeting. The proceedings were quickly adjourned. Mayor Corey Mason has denounced the boycott as a political stunt and is urging council members to return to work. Drivers in southeastern Wisconsin can now perform their own vehicle emission tests at self-service kiosks. The units are 24/7 and for now are only available in Brown Deer and Oak Creek. Animal shelters in the area are welcoming over 100 pets from places affected by Hurricane Helene. Donations for hurricane relief can be made at civicmedia.us/help. The money will go to the American Red Cross and Samaritan's Purse. The NTSB's preliminary report on last month's fatal train accident in Kenosha reveals that the Union Pacific conductor was struck by a Metra passenger train while inspecting a freight car. Austin Raisby from Burlington reportedly didn't see the train coming around a curve. Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman's budget for next year would decrease property taxes again. They would be lowered for the fourth straight year. And there's a resurfacing project underway now on Highway JR. That's how you get into Petrifying Springs Park. People are being told to use the alternate entrance off Highway A. And that's news on WRJN. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers face elimination tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today in Game 2 of the best-of-three wildcard round. Yesterday, the Mets defeated the Brewers 8-4, retiring the final 17 batters to take the win. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers will need to respond today after not being able to put anything together late in yesterday's game.
Same with them. Neither team got a hit after those runs scored. Interesting. You know, I don't know what inning that was when they got the five, but whatever it was, nobody got a hit after that. Isn't that crazy?
First pitch is after 6:30 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play a decisive Game 3 tomorrow evening. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday after losing last weekend to the Minnesota Vikings. Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks announced their 2024 training camp roster on Monday. Camp begins tomorrow for the Bucks. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
A gorgeous day today under sunny skies. High temperatures will smack 70. Got a feisty wind still out of the southwest, warming us up and holding us there for tomorrow, too. Right back to 70 degrees with plenty of sunshine. In fact, that holds true all weekend long. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN says here, most Americans no longer eat three meals a day. It's a thing of the past. Nearly three quarters of Americans no longer eat a traditional breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Research found the traditional meal plan is now followed by just 27% of adults. So what are we doing? Snack meals, something like two regular meals and snack meals three or four times a day.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong.
Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. And people in the street singing songs and they carry signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
From Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond, local news and timeless hits.
Yeah.
scenes home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman and my friend Robin. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
We were talking on the phone last night, and you said something that I remembered. You said, oh.
You did?
Yeah. You said, there's that pen I've been looking for forever.
True.
So let me ask you this. How many minutes a day would you say that you spend looking for misplaced items?
Oh, my gosh. That's as I get older. It's a lot lately. How many minutes?
Yeah.
I'll give myself half an hour, 30 minutes.
Really? 30 minutes a day you spend looking for lost items?
Well, not all at the same time, but
no,
if you do it in increments. Yeah. I mean, it's not lost in my mind. It's misplaced.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I have that brain fog that we all get every now and then. But seriously, lately it has been, I know I put that there. And where is it? Someone has taken it. It's always somebody else's fault, though, you know.
Of course it is. says here, women on average spend 55 minutes a day looking for lost items. That just blows my mind. 55 minutes a day.
It would blow your mind, male.
Well, it says men spend 28 minutes a day.
So okay. I'm around there.
Yeah. I think I spend about 1 minute a day looking for, I don't think I lose items that much.
Well, you're so organized. So, you know, you are the one in a million, Kurt, that doesn't spend much time looking for things.
I guess.
At least I have not put my keys in the fridge yet. I'm conscious of these things. These are things that are important, and it gets me so mad when I cannot find something that I know I just had.
You haven't put your keys in the fridge yet.
Not yet.
That's the key word there. All right, that's my friend Robin. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Warning. The following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated. And you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all of that. We find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Dogs and Cream in Racine. They have the hot dog game on lock. Whether you want a Chicago dog, a pretzel dog, or any other gourmet frank, it's happiness on a bun. Made to order, ensuring each bite is delectable perfection. And save room for that velvety custard that'll melt your troubles away. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Trust me, baby, trust me.
News. Timeless Sands, WRJN. We've got clear skies tonight, a low of 52. That sounds like good sleeping weather to me. Tomorrow, sunny and 72, and Friday, partly sunny and a high of 69.
About a thing she saw.
Nobody covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 97 years, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The risk of wildfires is higher than normal this week. The Department of Natural Resources is asking people to check for fire danger levels before doing any outdoor burning. The forecast calls for dry, windy weather. The main cause of wildfires this time of year is burning brush and leaf piles. Donald Trump returns to Milwaukee for the first time since accepting the Republican nomination for president. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Trump delivered a subdued speech focusing on educational matters, particularly criticizing the low reading proficiency rates in Milwaukee public schools. The former president also addressed recent events in the Middle East.
I think even Iran would have been in the Abraham Accords. Ultimately, it would have been great for everybody, and you would have had peace in the Middle East.
Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine Mayor Corey Mason has responded to the ongoing boycott by six council members, labeling their actions as disrespectful and urging them to come back to work. The boycotting alders claim the mayor is preventing council members from setting the agenda, and they're demanding greater transparency in city government. While Mason calls the boycott a political stunt that puts the city at risk, the boycotting alders maintain it's a fight for proper checks and balances in city government. Emissions testing is now a DIY project. Area drivers can now perform their own vehicle emissions tests at new self-service kiosks. For now, they're available only in Brown Deer and Oak Creek. More are expected to pop up soon. Testing is only required in seven southeastern Wisconsin counties. Property taxes will go down again if Kenosha County's 2025 budget proposal is passed. County Executive Samantha Kirkman presented the budget last night, while at the same time focusing on what she says is a strong economic environment in the county. The proposed budget would decrease property taxes on a median value home by $1.70. It would mark the fourth consecutive year of tax reductions. Notable funding includes money for road improvements, park restoration projects, and the creation of a new position in the Sheriff's Department. And getting in and out of pets is a little more difficult. Kenosha County crews have started a resurfacing project for Highway JR, which leads into Petrifying Springs Park. Work is expected to last through mid-October. And that's news on WRJN. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A gorgeous day today under sunny skies. High temperatures will smack 70. Got a feisty wind still out of the southwest, warming us up and holding us there for tomorrow, too. Right back to 70 degrees with plenty of sunshine. In fact, that holds true all weekend long. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Just gotta be strong to stop, 'cause I really love.
will keep us together on WRJN. It's the Captain and Tennille. Now, you might think that song is about this married couple, you know, Tony Tennille and Daryl Dragon, going to love each other forever, but that's not what the song was written about. The song was written by Neil Sedaka and Howard Greenfield. They wrote it in 1973 during their final songwriting session together. You see, Greenfield was moving to California, so to them, the song was about their close personal and professional relationship. Neil Sedaka said, "We both cried after we wrote it." That's what that song's about.
If you don't love me, why don't you tell me? Instead of running around with all the other guys in town, can't you see? You're hurting me, don't you care? Don't you care? If you don't want me, why don't you tell me? Instead of telling lies, times we cried and laughed. I wanna know, will you ever love me again, or will I find out that this is the end? Don't you care? That you'd believe me, then why'd you ever leave me? I'm standing here all alone without a girl of my own. Can't you see? You're hurting me, don't you care? Don't you care?
One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you, oh my darling.
Not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show. Playing,
if the answer is no?
I love you,
oh, my sweetest, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Local news, time with Sands WRJN, where we encourage you to be a voter this fall. And now our company's website, civicmedia.us, features a complete guide to every Wisconsin race this year. Information on all the candidates and the races right down to your district. You'll also find information on where, when, and how to vote. So log on to civicmedia.us/voter-guide and be a voter this fall.
Who wants to buy?
I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
Just remember what I told you the day I set you free.
You'll go mountain high.
Racine's home for local news, timeless hits, and the Wisconsin Badgers on WRJN. That's right, WRJN is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger football all season long. And our next game is coming up this Saturday as the Badgers take on Purdue. This Big Ten matchup starts with the pregame at 9, kickoff is at 11. You can follow the Badgers all the way to the Rose Bowl, we hope, on WRJN.
Has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season just right. Ferraro's is Racine's go-to for classic pizzas, crispy fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. 50 years running. Feast on the Bratwurst pizza this October. Loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. Plus, check out the delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout or for your next big fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Last year, the Combating Auto Retail Scams Bill, or the CARS Bill, C-A-R-S, was passed by the government. And it's supposed to limit the trickery that car dealerships can use when they sell cars. Because the government found evidence that dealers were exploiting women and servicemen and women and people of color when it came to pricing and financing. But this bill has been held back from going into practice because the auto dealers are lobbying against it. And look, as somebody whose teenage daughter is saving up for a car, this tells me I've got to be extra prepared when we go car shopping to ask questions like these. So are there optional add-ons included in this purchase price that I can choose to remove? Can you walk me through each line item on this bill and make sure that I want it and that I consent to pay for it? For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
7 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll get you into the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
JoJo was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew it couldn't last. JoJo left his home in Tucson, Arizona, for some California grass.
WRJN.
Every time we meet, everything is sweet. Oh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love now. Heart, never let us part. there may be some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile, 'cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah. You're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
CBS News.